right, little lightning round of callers here. We got exclusive information you need to know about important ingredients like zeolite coming up here in a few minutes. But I want to get to John Abraham, John again, and Animal Martyr. Let's start off with Animal Martyr from Florida. You were on the air. Want to talk about Iran?
Hello?
Howdy.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
This is Rex, right?
Yep.
What's up, man?
In the big chair.
Little Jones. Little Jones, this is awesome, dude. I'm
right?
So glad that you're working with your dad now, man. You look good on the show and everything.
Appreciate it.
Bro, you're an American. You're allowed to have whatever opinion you want, dude.
Right.
That's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to agree with anybody or disagree with anybody.
For sure.
You know? And as far as the Iran thing is, bro, it's war is bad. Always. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think we have to hate anybody. Because when you hate somebody, you become them.
It's a good point. No, it's definitely a good point. It's how do you approach it then? Like, here's the thing. When you, and that is the hardest part about really like Christian ethics and morality is just like, how do you, when somebody like Lindsey Graham passes or like when they do something, like how do you not, you know, like how do you pray for somebody like that?
I was happy that Lindsey Graham died, you know, like I don't hate him. I'm just happy he's dead.
It's, we're safer. That's the reality.
Yeah. It's just, it's simple. You know what I mean? And this whole thing going on with Islam and Judaism and Catholicism or Romanism or whatever it is, it's a bunch of isms and everybody knows it. You know what I mean? And yeah, people are dying right now, but I think, you know, there's a political side, there's a theological side, and then really that Red Sea is what it's really all about. And that's why the Yemenis just attacked back.
100%.
Because it's all about that. If they stop that, the whole world's trade gets shut down.
Yeah, to piggyback off that, and that's a great point. I appreciate the call. To piggyback off that, we're right now at a point as where, like, when someone has like a Widowmaker heart attack, they have like a 95% blockage or whatever, right? Like, we're rapidly approaching that. It's really like the world has heart disease. Like that's really what's going on. And like we think that, oh, like we're still able to go to the gas station. It's okay for now. Soon it won't be. Like what's your take on that?
I think, you know, you got to survive whichever way you can, you know, and we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We have to have a wait and see attitude. You know what I mean? Always, because we don't know what Trump's going to do. And even if Trump does like pull out all of a sudden, the Red Sea's not going to be safe. You know what I'm saying? Like, We're the same thing's going to happen if we stay in.
Well, where do you see this going? We got like 90 seconds left. What's your prediction?
I think the Bible is like on point. I think it's going that way, and there's nothing I can do about it. Now, all I could do is like my day-to-day things and hope and pray that it goes for the best. But at the end of the day, the Bible is like, it's almost like they're proving the Bible right every day.
Right. That's terrifying. I think a lot of people share that sentiment. And, you know, a lot of people use that, like, not as you're doing, obviously, you're pointing it out. You're saying, I'm just trying to be a good person and live my life. There's not much I can do about this.
And there
are people that are very excited about, like, ushering in the apocalypse, though. And that's always very disconcerting to me. And that's why ultimately when someone like Lindsey Graham, and I appreciate the call, we got to go to another guy up here. Do we have a break, crew? All right. We have a break coming up here in 40 seconds, but that's the reason why with Lindsey Graham dead, we are now a lot safer, is because that guy genuinely believed that by ushering in nuclear war, he could like, please Satan, like God to him or whatever. But like he genuinely believed he could do that. Lindsey Graham is now buried 6 feet under in a sarcophagus, and his soul is somewhere else entirely. And, I'll let, God be the judge of that. Pretty tough, huh? Let's hope we all have a better fate than Lady Grant.
It's 2 a.m.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, My Decision. and that is ivermectin with benzidol, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but benzidol is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search benzidol studies. Just put that into a search engine, and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
My childhood was so cool. And now I get to do this with you guys, and I'm only 23. I'll be 24 soon, though. So it's been really fun. And I'll be here during the rest of the week doing the Alex Jones Show as well. We got callers on the board. I want to go to Abraham in New York City talking supplements. Abraham, how are you doing?
Very honored to speak with you, bro. You did a great job all this week doing triple duty and everything. All your product is coming out great. You are just, you're nailing it. And I'm just watching this growth. You're really refining your articulation and your calm in the camera, because that's really the power of being calm. Now, let me please say a few things, and then I got to talk about my experience with the supplements.
Sure.
First of all, yeah. Now, 98% of all of the things that masquerade as news out there is trash. It is not accurate. The Alex Jones Network and all of y'all brothers are the only real thing that is worthy of a human being consuming intellectually to help guide our decisions for our actual lives ever. And you know, if they weren't good, there'd be so much scrutiny, and they'd use that as an excuse to destroy.
That's right.
Alex. So it's even more leverage to really comprehend. But it is the best information and the best supplements, period. It really is. But let me just say something about Lindsey Graham, and I know this by listening to all your brothers. Listen, there's no way Lindsey Graham physically came here and dropped dead. That's why he had a closed casket. They're so strong against our watered-down operations. We're watering down our operations all over the place. We don't have enough soldiers to manipulate any of these circumstances, and it's very clear that the brother, Mr. Kirk, he was not, that's not a sniper's bullet. That's an up-close wound of something that's very, it's clear there's like a digital footprint on it. That wound is not a long-distance sniper exposure, period. Now, Trump, being that all of the wacky things that happened with Trump, he was basically on his knees to Alex Jones in 2016.
Tell him. All right, hold on. Abraham, tell him. Tell him about 2016.
He was like, I hope I make you proud. That was his last. I hope I make you proud.
That's right.
All right. So, but that also means that because of his extreme turnaround, and it's easy to just threaten him with death and be like, listen, we can just make it look like you're an 80-year-old guy that suffered a heart attack. Do what we say or else. He's definitely under some kind of magnification. He's being threatened at that level, because any death will easily be accepted as an elderly man's death. Plus, tall people.
He said he said you'll be very impressed. I hope. And then look at what happened, man. We got deplatformed. You remember it? You were around back then. We got deplatformed, and then he famously said, "As long as I'm on Twitter, it's okay." And then he got deplatformed too. And here's the thing. Our loyalty came cheap because we believed that he believed in what he said he was going to do, right? We didn't realize that he just wanted to be pathologically loved by all the people that hated him. So, like, when you look at, like, a Lindsey Graham, when you look at a Mark Levin, people that hated him on the record, that he warred with on the record, they become his best friends, because that's what he's really obsessed with.
And that's something very childish. Like, let's say somebody in high school was bullied.
Right.
And now he's in college, and he's butter, and now he wants to join all the fraternities, all the kids who used to bully him. They don't like you. They don't respect you. Just like we could start to believe that rhetoric that Trump doesn't respect us, every man. Well, I think that he's less out of touch than all those other monsters, but we're in bad shape. And these extended military expansive projects, they are disproportionate to our material capacity. Anytime you exceed your military operations hundreds of times beyond your material capacity, that's what happened to Greece. And that's why we need to support yep. Alex Jones, because Alex Jones is articulating, we're all going to have to harass all of our Congress and our Senate with phone calls and emails. That's a start. You know, before this goddamn.
We got a protest. Amazing call. Please, Abraham, I'm going to have a call in session. I'm going to do my show tomorrow. I want you to call into my show tomorrow. I want to talk to you again. Call in after 10 a.m. when I'm live. I'm live every single morning, guys, Monday through Friday. New American Journal, also Gray Area Talks. We do a morning show on Tuesday. You want to be there 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. We do call-in portion just on there, do interview there as well. That's Gray Area and then New American Journal. Abraham, please call back in tomorrow when I do my morning show. And I'm doing the morning show, and then I'm doing War Room. I'm doing double feature tomorrow. We're looking forward to covering the news with you guys literally from start to finish tomorrow. Thank you, Abraham, for the he was going to talk about supplements. My bad. Let's go to, we'll do that tomorrow. Let's go to John in Florida, 72-year-old Republican.
Oh, can you hear me, Mr. Rex?
I can.
Rex, I want to tell you how proud I am of you, and I'm thankful that I was led by the Spirit to find the supplements a couple of 3 years ago, because I'm not in good shape. And that being said, I want to say that Christ and being a Christ follower is not a religion. It's a faith. And that being said, God says, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. That right. being said, with what's going on in the world, why can't the simple plan of salvation be the answer to all the problems in this world?
I agree.
Cannot people see what's going on with their eyes?
Well, let me come in here. This is why I war against this stuff so intensely. Like, being the wicked sinner that I am, even being in this state, I look at it and I see people using the name of God to promote Satanism. Atheist Satanism, which is what this war is, what it all represents for everybody. It doesn't matter where you are around the world. It doesn't matter what your race or gender is. They're trying to start World War III right now. And the answer to World War III is following Christ, and is pointing out this is not Christianity. The people have been sold a bill of goods, and ultimately they've been sold the apocalypse, man. That's what it comes down to.
And I believe this, Rex, if people will research and follow God to the T, that he tells us point blank in Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart.
And lean not on
thy own understanding.
Yep. 100%.
Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he shall direct thy path. And if people did that more often, there would be no complex worldwide, this world, but I'm telling you now, it's not going to get any better until Christ busts the eastern skies, and he's going to rule with a two-edged sword, and when he talks this time, they ain't going to crucify him. He's going to be the one that's showing the strength of the Almighty God.
Great call. Thank you so much. Let's talk to John in Michigan now, talking about the methylene blue. John, you're on the air.
Hey, Rex.
Howdy.
I am from Dallas. I grew up in the Park Cities. My dad was a rocket scientist. He actually hired Ray Prince, that had a daughter named Melinda. She just divorced it. Excuse me, I won't even say it. But I tell you what, I've been using your methylene blue, and I've been using all kinds of your supplements for about a year now.
Wow.
I'm old for it. I'm 72 years old, 71, just like that other guy. But it has made a whole difference in my life, the way I've been able to do things and be able to have a strong mind, be able to read and understand what's going on. I could go on and on about all the different.
Well, let me ask you. Let me ask you. Is like here's the thing. A lot of the supplements, most of the supplements that we sell, are very powerful, like antioxidant ingredients that are very popular in like health stores, also places like Whole Foods that have like a dietary supplements aisle. And people, they view, just because it's us selling supplements, like, don't get their supplements. We actually have to have the best supplements compared to anybody else, because it is literally, we're dependent on people coming back and getting the same product over and over again. They only do that for the top rated stuff that works. So what was the first thing that you started taking that you really noticed a benefit from?
Y'all kept advertising the methylene blue. So I ordered some, and I probably have about 12 bottles of methylene blue, plus tons of other stuff too, but in my drawer. And I think they're real good. I've never taken any supplements ever before, and I started taking them because you advertised them, and I wanted to help the show keep going on.
No, you're amazing. Really appreciate you doing that. You notice just like energy uplift, or like what was it for you with the methylene blue? You said like reading.
I'm able to read. I'm able to read my scriptures at 5 o'clock in the morning every morning when I do. I'm able to understand what I'm reading. It's terrific.
Right. It's really phenomenal for people to understand like the nootropic potential of some of these ingredients, including things like methylene blue. Methylene blue is going to increase, you know, like glucose uptake to the brain and a number of other things as well. And also just like as you get older, you develop these things in your body called senescent cells. And a senescent cell, it's not cancer, it's benign, but the cell isn't doing its normal job. It's not splitting like it should. And it just makes like reactive oxygen species and like cytokine storms and stuff that you don't want. And that's where a lot of inflammation comes from, right? So really having something around like methylene blue, which of course talk to your doctor, talk to your physician, but really looking at methylene blue as something like very active in the brain as like a nootropic and antioxidant. It's a very powerful ingredient. Thank you so much, sir. And thank you for supporting the InfoWar and fighting in the InfoWar. Means a lot when there are people like you that buy the products. And I will always be aware that I sleep in a bed because of people like you, and I really do appreciate you. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the call. I will be back in the chair tomorrow. I'll be doing War Room, but I did mention earlier, if you want to watch me in the morning, I am live every single day, New American Journal. Okay? Like I know we got people in the Rumble chat calling me bald and saying all sorts of crazy stuff right now. Here's the thing. You can hate on me during the morning show as well. That's the most phenomenal pitch I can give you. And there, I won't do AJN plugs for you. I'll do my own plugs, and I'll tell you about my websites, and I can pitch it to you. You can be like, oh, this guy, he's shilling his supplements. And it's like, well, yeah, I am, because they're the best products around. I started doing this when I was 8 years old. It's what I do. I'm a supplement manufacturer, white labeler, shipper, have a fulfillment center. Like, I love it, and I'm so grateful to you guys, because it really is that law of equivalent exchange. That's 50%off.com. I've got Knockout, I've got Super Blue Toothpaste, I've got it all available on 50%off.com. I've been running that store for like 6 years. I've got Brain Force on 50%off.com, but I really have that Knockout. Here's the thing, like we're going to do a sleep supplement here, but we don't currently have one. If you want to get Knockout, you can at 50%off.com. And then, of course, it's New American Journal, Rex Jones News with the Z. I appreciate all you guys. Do you like the tie? This one's kind of my favorite. Pretty cool, right? So I'll see you guys on the next show tomorrow morning and in the evening for War Room. Peace out.
We talked about the Alice in Wonderland programming, how confusion is basically elicited on purpose in order to reprogram behavioral and belief systems and your mind.
Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that.
Our metadata is our intellectual property, because what is being done with that data? Who's profiting off of it?
However, it can be repurposed to manipulate the electric field around a person. I think it is completely fair to describe this technology as a means of synthetic telepathy.
You're saying more and more people show higher and higher positive or harmonics?
Well, Before, prior to COVID, it was only people who were symptomatic that were coming up positive for semiconductors.
And you have all these countless videos I've seen of that.
Correct.
So you'd have like 10 people in and like only a few people, but now it's like everywhere.
Correct.
Left TMJ.
Are you finding anybody doesn't have it?
I have not since the pandemic, I have not found.
Is that shedding from it or?
Well,
there's a lot of us that are aware of what's going on. I am much better at running from a fight than fighting a fight. And if there was anywhere I could take my beautiful family and go, due to the fact of no options, I'm going right into the middle of the front line.
You know, being humble, being restrained, knowing when to use your strength and what to use it for. I mean, that's again why we will win, as God told us we will defeat evil.
Our Heavenly Father, in this great quest and this mission to free humanity and to fight against Satan, we pray for your provision. You lead, God, and direct us. We ask that you push the evil out of us and bless us and you put us in your full armor.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
So this is part two of the deep dive on the war for our minds, the information war. And this is deeper than anybody goes. This is just the surface. But in part two, we got a little over an hour here. I want Jesse Beltran to lead us through this with our other guests here, Mr. Hayes and Mr. Zoll, obviously Mr. Jones, on different facets of this and what the end game is and how they're incrementally changing our minds and how we think and ways to be aware of that and be conscious of that. And I would also ask, once somebody's kind of under these systems, is there a way to get them out of it? Jesse Beltran.
Well, you know, in part one, we talked about the Alice in Wonderland programming, how confusion is basically elicited on purpose in order to reprogram behavioral and belief systems and your mind. We talked about predictive programming, which Joe Rogan was doing the interview on Chase, and talked about how easily that's done. And then we talked about going to now, what happens when your brain is rewired? And it's very easy to do. And the issue with this is what they disclose in the next video clip we're going to show is how easy it's easily it's done. And then when it is done, you will not even be able to tell that the thoughts aren't your own. You're going to believe they are your own. And this is the aspect when we talked about the technology in previous reports on how in the New World Vistas report, they disclosed why they were doing this RF technology, how the objective was to affect an adversary either negatively or positively.
And by the way, this isn't fiction. They just admitted this in the congressional hearings a few weeks ago.
Correct. And in that report on page 89 called Biological Systems, if you read through that, and that was New World Vistas, that was released on November of 1994, it says, not only were they able to affect an adversary through RF frequencies, they were also able to erase memory sets and imprint memory sets. And this is what this next video discloses and what they're inferencing and what they're addressing. The fact is, I can do this with my voice. My voice is a frequency. Your voice is a frequency. And we all affect people in different ways with our frequency. But now imagine this invisible frequency that's coming in and able to reprogram your memory sets.
Remember that Pentagon report? There are no firewalls in the mind.
Correct. That, and that's exactly right. When you use these techniques, it is virtually impossible to stop it because it's covert. You don't know it's being
done. Well, coming up though, if you find out this is happening to somebody, is there a way to get them out of it?
If you have a high suspicion or you're 100% sure that this was due to this type of programming, yes, it is reversible. Dr. Nick Begich is a famous one. I think he's been on your show.
Yes, dad was a congressman they killed, his brother a senator. He did deep researcher, one of the best brains.
Yeah. And he's a deprogrammer, and I've had clients that have gone to him in order to be deprogrammed who were victims of this. This was a mother-daughter couple. And he was very effective with them, and they were virtually brought back to normal. The daughter, for sure. Mom still had some issues, but it can be done, to answer your question. And so this is where society needs to really open our eyes, and this is why we're saying wake your butts up, because you're our children of the future. Their cognitive liberties are going to be non-existent.
This would be like telling Native Americans in 1600, hey, you've seen Columbus and a few others show up. A bunch more are going to show up. You better learn how to build guns and have factories to fight back. If they would have, they'd have won. But they didn't know. We're like telling people what's just arrived. It's like, this is like aliens showed up.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah. And just imagine, you know, the rights of parents are being whittled away. The right to how you teach your child.
Like 30-something states have passed laws where 12 and 13-year-olds, the parents don't have access to their medical file.
Well, 100%. Like, it's really important how you raise your kids. You raise them up in the way they go. They're going to be, you know, healthy. They're going to be smart. They're going to be good and not evil. You know, what Jesse's talking about, there's so many parallels to this. I think of, you know, scripture in the book of Matthew about the eyes being the gateway to the soul. And this is the thing. That's why they target us with the propaganda on the television. They target us with the propaganda in person. Because if they get it in your freaking brain, this, you know, your eyes, it's hardwired to your brain. You can't unsee the things that you're exposed to.
And what you are facing with your children, just think about that. If they're whittling away the rights of your children, what happens when they come to a point in the future where they program your children to not who the hell you are?
Mm.
Okay? That...
Well, they already got them, or most people don't visit their parents.
Yeah, yeah, I'm being extreme. Okay.
No, I think we're already here. They've already got it where they take your kid.
Going on right
There's
now.
Been cult examples of this. Sozo prayers from about 10 years ago. There were examples of people that came in and they would tell children, hey, your parents abused you. Your parents hurt you. And
that's what the trans movement does.
100%. And it's been used throughout history. This effectively disconnected those kids from their parents, gave them false memories, and they believed it. They had to go through counseling to unlearn the things they'd been lied about.
Yeah, false memories are a real thing. That's why in certain states, let's use hypnosis. If regressional therapies are, once you've hypnotized a person, they can no longer testify for themselves in a court of law in the state of California.
So obviously, obviously you can hypnotize people and get real suppressed memories, but you can also create false ones under it.
Correct.
Do you know why the CIA had a lot of psychiatrists and stuff working for them to do that?
Yeah, fortunately in my state, the state of Nevada, regression therapy is admissible in a court of law. So if
how do you know the regression is real or false?
There are some ways to test for that. When I do regression therapy, I do not plant seeds. I do not. I'm very careful.
You just get it raw
on the words that I use. All I do is get them into that state, regress them to that time point. Tell me what you see. Okay, what are you experiencing? You have to be very, very careful on how you do that, because if you say, is it daytime or nighttime? That's an issue, because you can create a false memory that it's daytime.
You're already putting
them
where you want to go.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You want to be very bland and open-ended, okay? That's how you get the truth. That's how you get a real experience, a memory that has actually happened. That's how you can tell. But not everyone's a capable hypnotist that's able to do this. And so this is another thing. It's the experience of the person who's regressing.
What makes somebody more suggestible versus, because I know it's a real science, but there's also fakes. There's people that aren't being hypnotized and they're playing along or doing something. I mean, other people that don't know what they're doing or it's imagination. What are the gradients there?
That's a tough question for me, because I've never had an issue knowing when someone's in trance.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll send you some methylene blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Rosea, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone. Raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks. And ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically that power plant formula. If you're looking for something like Super Male Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helps her with her hair if you want it. We've got the T3 trifecta iodine, absolute staple of the old network. We've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the Methylene Blue inside the tallow, incredible antioxidant, Methylene Blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit complex, we've even got smelling salts, Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things, theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form, the creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD, we've got the Methyl Drive, we've got the MK Ultra, we've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins, memorabilia that we have. Literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
It's induced. But,
I was trying to put him down. I was just, you know.
Yeah.
You were like, did you ever take a mask off? Yeah, his eyes were like.
So here's another.
So I'm like right above him. I'm like, you can barely see the irises. I was like, damn.
So it wasn't all of the lights.
No, it was like black, freaking like, you know.
Yeah. So here's another characteristic when you look at the suggestibility of people. People that have smooth underbags under their eyes. They're more suggestible. He would be one. You're close to it. So you would be another one that would be easily put into
an altered state. What does smooth other bags mean?
Yeah. The bags under your eyes.
Yeah.
If they're completely smooth, that is a characteristic of being someone who's highly suggestible, and influenced.
Do we know why?
No, it's just an observation that they've taken the data. In fact, in the video clips that, we showed in part one, he talks about that. Yeah.
What is that? We have no idea what that means.
Being suggestible, you're hypnotizable.
No, I know that, but why would it be? I know you don't know. I'm saying this has just been registered in the research that
correct.
Yes. There's no idea why.
They don't know why. All they know is that people with smooth bags under their eyes are more suggestible.
What does
smooth mean? So I have bags under my eyes. Okay, he doesn't. That's a very typical description of someone with smooth underbags under their eyes. they are more suggestible. So Matthew, I already know that could
be. He has no bag.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. But, you know, so at this table, I can.
Kill the Queen of England.
Yeah.
I'm not being serious. That's no. A naked gun. Yeah. Every, like, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But these are just tidbits of information that I always keep.
What are the other things, the physical signs?
As far as physical signs, mostly it's whether or not you are a physical or what we call a physical suggestible or a emotional suggestible. That's really the depiction, because we address it in part one that 30% of the population on are physical suggestibles, okay? And those are the ones that are easily hypnotizable. Those are the ones that you'll see up on stage in a fair hypnotist show. And I, when I talked about, you know, they have everyone stand up and they do suggestibility tests. So, and this is what I want to do on our, you know, we have a project we're talking about maybe doing here. But you bring in people and you have them, you're running through some tests. Say, you know, when you put your fingers out, I want you to spread them apart. Imagine them being two strong magnets and these magnets are becoming stronger and stronger and they're pulling closer and closer and closer and closer. The people whose fingers go like this, those are the physical suggestibles that you want to bring up on stage. Those are the ones that I would choose almost immediately to...
Because they're taking direction by hearing it again.
Correct. Well,
have you looked at like world leaders, like President Trump, for example? Is he highly suggestible? Does he have some of these?
You know, I've never really thought about analyzing, doing an analysis on that. But it would be interesting to take a look at world leaders and just using the IBAG criteria and seeing who might be more influenced than others. But, you know, this is something when you're using your verbal frequency, our voices. Now, when you're using RF emissions, that's a completely different ballgame, particularly when you have nanotech in you, the mRNA. That's a completely different ball game because they've already done studies knowing what type of frequencies they need to send in order to put someone into an altered state and make it.
They move us like the Kings Bill. They send a signal out to the cell phone, everybody kills each other. Before the movie came out, I was reading like Baltimore Sun articles about CIA tested in the 90s how to send out waves to make people agitated or sexually excited or angry or sleepy. And they like kind of tell you here and there, and then they admit that they had patented all this, but then when you talk about it, oh, you're a kook. So let's get into how they're able to reprogram the brain.
So, basically what they're describing is they're talking about the frequency issues that we're dealing with now, Havana syndrome. Let's call it for what it is. The HI phenomenon.
The big mystery.
Yeah, the big
when
mystery.
Obviously it's our
yeah.
own government.
The PSYOP is they want everyone to believe that there are these nefarious groups out there that are pointing directed energy weapons at you, okay? Does that happen? Yes. That happened down in Florida. That was that case where the law enforcement officer was hit with a directed energy device. They caught the individual. He was a chef, ended up being former KGB. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, we know the Russians famous in the 60s hit our embassy with radiation beams.
Correct.
So this stuff goes on.
Correct. And that's essentially kind of what we're being dealing with now with this Havana syndrome. The PSYOP, though, is that we know from our data, been covering U.S. civilians since 2010, that it's BS because it is logistically improbable and financially unsound to be having all of these victims being chased around with someone pointing some weapon at them.
Or a helicopter or drone.
Correct.
Instead, was it through the TVs, the phones, or it's already implanted in them? How's it being activated?
So it's satellite-based. That's where it's coming from. Even, you know, Dr. Cruz.
Starlink.
Correct. There's some type, something coming from the skies, okay? That's number one. That's why when I was taking individuals 2 miles down into Granite Taverns in Jackson, California, and still detecting frequencies, we're like, how is this even possible? There's no cell phone towers out
there.
You can't get a radio. You can't get a radio signal out there. Nothing. The only way it can come is from satellite.
Deep penetration.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That might have to be like a ground penetrating radar.
Oh, 100%.
So they have ultra low frequency.
Correct.
Yeah, the same kind of technology we would use.
These are submarines.
Sure, exactly. And the same kind of technology, one, how submarines would communicate, and two, how we would be able to look into and try to gather intelligence on, like, a deep nuclear silo site in, like, Iran, right? It's the same technology being deployed.
Yeah, I was in Virginia
Beach. Well, let's fill people in on that, people don't know. I remember when I was a little kid, my dad's into all this, and we'd be driving from Austin, visiting family back to Dallas, and we would sometimes go to Fort Worth to see family, and he'd point out, and later I looked at what was true, he goes, that's our deep earth communications with the submarines, and he would explain, they would have like 2 mile long cable, it would be an X, and it sends a wave through the earth that's basically instantaneous, like just like through water, better than a satellite, but whatever, and that's how the submarines would communicate with their own systems, instead of sonars through rock, and most of it's liquid, you know, the core, but and now they've declassified all that, but it's funny he knew about that. But so you're saying they're using that same stuff through satellites that I guess is then remagnified by the ground penetrators, and that's the control system.
Correct. And then you have the other aspects of it. It is a complete network. My background is also in network technologies. And
well, there's a whole spectrum of multiple frequency. We know the particular, there's a bunch of frequencies.
ULF, VLF, ultra low frequencies. Then you get into infrasound, ultrasound, those frequencies. I was in Virginia Beach recently and we happened to find a thumper signal, right off the ocean. And it, when we looked up who owned that frequency, it says most likely a Russian submarine.
It's like people don't know, you know, a thumper.
A thumper is what the technologies that these submarines use, what you were just describing.
For communication.
So we call them thumpers. We call them thumpers. Okay. But what was unusual about the frequencies that we were detecting is that normally in a waterfall, when we use a spectrum analyzer, you'll have a waterfall. It's a blue screen or yellow or red, depending on what color you pick. But you can see a data line on a frequency that's being detected. What we were seeing, and they're vertical. What we were seeing is a horizontal signal, never before found.
That means nonstop.
Very unique. And it was very in sync, like every 10 seconds we would see it. And I brought it to my mentor and he says, that's a new type of thumper. And I said,
yeah, well, normally they just do it for communication.
Yeah. So this was covering vast spectrums in that ultra low frequency criteria that we would typically see.
So what does that technology quantify? What's that mean they're doing?
Well, what it means,
I just guess it means
it's very difficult to decrypt. Yeah, that's what it means. And it's going to be, and so remember my whole.
Oh, because they're probably sitting on a bunch of garbage. That's how you, if there's a big, it means a code, like there's a bunch of garbage with it?
Well, we don't know, because you would have to decrypt it to really isolate what's being transmitted. Okay.
That's what I mean, but if you set a bunch of trash with it, then people don't know it's...
Yeah, so it's a completely encrypted. So in order to decrypt something like that, you would have to be able to capture all of that data across all of those frequency spectrums and somehow decrypt it to get the protocol. And then once you get the protocol, then you can establish what's there. But
do you have any idea what it was communicating with?
No idea. All we know is it was an observation. Another observation is all of the fish are dying on the beaches.
I was about to raise, when they do these sonar tests, it kills a bunch of whales.
Yeah, well, here's what's interesting. There are thousands of fish on the beaches there in Virginia Beach, and none of the birds are eating them.
I saw that in the news.
Okay. Wow. I witnessed it myself.
First time ever. There. Yeah. When was that, a couple years ago?
No, I was just there this year.
Wow.
This year, maybe 4 months ago. And
by the way, even though there's a red tide, I've seen them. The birds, even though they get sick, they'll still eat rotten fish poison. They're not eating fish. That's unheard of.
Yeah, they're not eating the fish. And I'm going, there should be birds everywhere. So I happened to speak to a military person who confided with us and said, we've known about this. And he goes, did you notice that the fish aren't being eaten? I said, yes, I did. And he goes, it's because they're being exposed to this frequency and the birds know not to eat them somehow. The animals know. And that's a good
thing. It's documented that pigs won't eat like the GMO corn.
Well, maybe it's because in this way, it does change it from being even a fish anymore. Like we talked about this before, but they seek to recreate, you know, mankind, seek to recreate the species on this earth. In this way, maybe it changes these fish. No, they're no longer fish anymore.
Birds have great noses like a dog, too. They're like, whoa, what's that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. But the bottom line is that all being exposed to this RF technology, we know that there's a read-write capability to the human minds, and there is going to come a time very shortly, and I'm being told when the implementation of 6G, that's when the whole system gets turned on.
And Trump even said a few months ago, oh, it goes deeper in the skin, which all the patents, 5G and all that, actually heats the skin. Like it's doing something different.
There's a thermodynamic response no matter of what type of RF frequency you are exposed.
All right, so I'm going to shut up. Do the deep dive. Everybody's mad at me. Go into all this, and we'll come back and get into it all.
Okay. So.
And start playing the clips whenever you're ready.
Okay. So we'll play that clip on the rewiring the brain.
The question isn't if you're being manipulated. That's already happening. The real question now is how many versions of the script have been tested just on you? Think about it. This isn't a feed. It's a behavioral lab. And you're not the audience. You're the subject. The techniques Chase Hughes exposes aren't theory anymore. They're active systems shaping what you see, what you believe, and who you become. And once you've been rewired, the worst part is you won't even notice.
Okay, that was a short 30-second clip, but you listeners, you heard what he said, that you will be rewired and you won't be able to tell, okay? That is the seriousness of this. That is why I say that the future of your children's cognitive liberty and freedoms are at stake, okay? Yours may even be, you know, if 6G gets turned on tomorrow, you know, that, it could very well happen to you, to me, any of us. I am hopeful that I teach everyone the number one defense about this is education, being aware. So your awareness, knowing what your internal voice sounds like, knowing what your moral compass is, that is your foundation. And then I strongly believe that if the subconscious can be programmed remotely like that, why can't the subconscious? Because it doesn't make interpretations. It is not discriminate. It does not have prejudices. That's why whenever it takes in any type of command or language or whatever it hears or what it's being programmed, it just takes it literally. So I've done this a couple of times, including to myself, is that I believe that you can program your own firewall. And we're looking deeper and deeper into that. But ultimately, ideally what we want to do is make sure that we protect our cognitive liberties. But there are many states now who are starting to create laws to protect your brain from this type of intrusive technology. And, you know, I don't know how much teeth they're going to be able to have with them because this is a invisible technology, so to speak, although we're proving that it exists with our equipment. Our MI6 whistleblower, we're about to disclose to the world, has figured out a way to identify the signature very focally. And that is what, well, I'm going to reserve that until that day comes. But we may have a new protocol to prove to everyone out there who's suffering from this. You won't need to be taken to an expensive Faraday cage or an anechoic chamber. We'll be able to prove 100% without deniability that this is happening to you, and we're able to identify the frequency signature.
Well, and it's not partisan. You know, both the left and the right in this country, whether you are a voter or you are the politician themselves, people need to care about this because you can be manipulated. Right. I think a politician, you know, maybe probably the most concerned about this because not only can we see the intern that you're having sex with that's not your wife, we can also now see the thoughts, the conspiracies, the secrets that you contractually actually are supposed to be keeping secret. Guess what? There's intelligence agencies and other private individuals who have access to this now through this technology. Jesse, the second you told me about this, I sat here thinking, this again is the highest threat of national security, I think, since the beginning of that term, that term's colloquial, popularity. Yet we still deal with this pushback that people don't think it's real. Not only is it real, it's going into a phase, if 6G is deployed, where we may not be able to stop it.
Yeah, and you know, you brought up this point when we were in the UK last, is that Election interference? Well, if you wanted the holy grail of being able to manipulate an election, this is it. Just reprogram massive population sets out there, and you're guaranteed to win an election, okay? Is that freedom? Is that democracy? You know, I would think not. But I would think the majority of the world listening today would say that that's complete slavery. It's enslavement of your brain. It's enslavement of your thoughts. It's enslavement of your creativity. That's one aspect of it. Now let's talk about people who are voted into leadership, who are currently into leadership, who are maybe not exposed to this right now, but will be exposed to that into the near future. You'll be able to program those leaders. You know, I've kind of wondered, you know, President Trump has, you know, came out one way, and what we're seeing today is something completely different. You know, is he being exposed to this type of technology? We know it's being utilized now. We know there are members in Congress currently who are suffering from this. I was contacted by the head doc of a three-letter agency and said I was absolutely right, that my clients and his 338 Havana Syndrome patients had the same symptoms. He said the only difference was, and this was pre-pandemic on the cases that he was referencing, is that we were pulling out biosensors, surgically removing them, and he wanted to know more. Turns out that he also was the head doc for the mind control program for the CIA. And I found that out recently after digging a little bit deeper into who he was. But this is what the world is facing, particularly here in the United States. What our forefathers had pre-planned, never ever fathomed that technology would be able to be intrusive into the human mind, you know. And that's the criteria that we need to look at.
When you say a firewall about protecting someone's mental program, so it reminds me of, they've done thousands of studies that Bill Clinton admitted one time of mind control studies. And the way studies go, you learn something and you build upon it. You don't repeat the same study 100 times. That's just not. So I'm thinking of 1,000 built upon studies of what they know, and then to sit there and take, okay, now, there hasn't been any studies to see how to stop it, right? They're more concerned with getting their end goal. And it's just like with putting this internal bio system in there. Of course, they got thousands of compartmentalized studies and research and development they've done. But they didn't put anything into how to stop it, per se. But you're saying that you're working on a way that people, exercises possibly, that people could do at home to actually be able to protect their mental mentalness.
Self-hypnosis is not new. It's been around for a long time. And if you can learn to self-program yourself to the subconscious, to not be suggestible, to not be influenced, to not take outside information in that way that's not allowed by you, per se, given permission by you, to not listen to it, to basically program your subconscious to say, I will not intake this data, and I will refuse this data. That is type of a mental firewall that can be created. And I've seen it done with some pretty good success. So that's one aspect of this. And ultimately, you know, obviously we would want to stop this RF infiltration that's being imposed upon us. Protecting the metadata, as we talked about in series one, having laws that our metadata is our intellectual property. Because what is being done with that data? Who's profiting off of it? Okay? Your intellectual property is being stolen, and someone else is making billions and trillions of dollars based off of your intellectual property. Let's call it for what it is, your own thoughts, okay, your ideas. You know, trade secrets, all that's going to be out the window. And anything that you create is now going to be the property of someone else. Okay? This AI God system that Elon Musk talks about. So that's what I'm referencing.
Well, and certainly, what are some things, obviously, other than being discernful of this, that you can do to build up a firewall?
Exactly what I said. You basically being able to get into a hypnotic state where you program your subconscious, your own subconscious, to not allow these other influences to affect you. Now, you would come up, you would actually have to be very strategic about how you do this, because you want to be careful how the language is said to yourself. Because remember, the subconscious does not discern or make judgment. It just takes in that information and it acts on it, okay? Where the conscious mind is that filter where it says, okay, based on everything that I've learned from childhood to now, I can say whether I believe that or not believe that, whether it's true or not true. The subconscious does not have that ability. And that's why this technology is dangerous. And they know this. This is, you know, what they disclose. That's why what Alice in Wonderland was all about, that technique, is because they knew that they could elicit confusion, and I called message units, so I can overstimulate you and confuse you and then put in a directive into your subconscious, and your subconscious is going to take it no matter what.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so okay. That's the whole idea.
Are there things that make it less effective? I know when we talked to Rafe, he said that he was advised, like, not eat salad. Like, you know, stay off a certain diet because we won't be able to intrude on your brain any further.
You know, I don't know about the dietary stuff. That's not my expertise. I know, you know, Rafe did touch on, they were told to take silicates during that exposure in 2016, if you remember the interview. And he was wondering why. He didn't know why. He didn't get it until we talked about the zeolite Z. When we talked about the zeolite Z, then Rafe goes, oh, that's why we were being told to take the silicates. Because that's another, you're asking, well, how do we defend ourselves? That's another way. If you can program your subconscious to create your own firewall, start doing the healthy things, like taking the zeolite Z, exercising. We know that sweat gets this stuff out of us.
Well, that's right. For anything in the universe, God's got a counter to it. You guys should briefly tell the story of how you met.
I was doing a study in the United Kingdom where David Icke actually had allowed his production team to freely, and they ended up completing a documentary testing Bluetooth signal emissions from the human body. And when we're looking at a computer, a phone can do Bluetooth signals, a phone can do 100 other things, but when you're looking at it as a computer, you wouldn't really measure it with a Bluetooth signal, and in this case, Masterpiece's effectiveness at reducing those signals. Jesse got a hold of me. He was very direct and blunt, and he said, that's not enough. What you're doing is not gonna, is not some type of answer that you want to broadcast as some type of solution and so forth.
Planet Earth, filter your water. Stop turning my frog friends gay. This I command.
The Alex Jones Store.com. Fight the globalist takeover now.
A scarlet martini before breakfast? You minx. Are you trying to outdo me in corruption? Or shall we make it a team effort?
Of course not, darling. This is Methylene Red from the Alex Jones Store.com.
The ultramethylene red, madame. Bold, refined, and unapologetically potent. It optimizes cellular energy at the deepest level, delivers razor-sharp cognition, and ignites a warm, invigorating rush that spread through every vein.
This sword has tasted blood, and it will taste more.
Yeah! Attack!
Oh.
And when we're looking at a computer, a phone can do Bluetooth signals, a phone can do 100 other things, but when you're looking at it as a computer, you wouldn't really measure it with a Bluetooth signal, and in this case, Masterpiece's effectiveness at reducing those signals. Jesse got a hold of me. He was very direct and blunt, and he said, that's not enough. What you're doing is not going to, is not some type of answer that you want to broadcast as some type of solution and so forth. And I said, well, we've done graphene oxide testing and different things like that. And I said, well, can you just look at the information? And he was willing to look at it, and they were in double-blinded format, so they're scientific fact. And I said, my study coordinator is available if you'd like to talk with her about the way we've done these tests and so forth. And, so I was transparent, obviously. And a little bit later, he said, hey, why don't you send me some of that stuff, and we'll take a peek. And he didn't get back to me for about a month, and then he did. And he said, hey, people are saying it's working. And for him, he was working, too. I think I remember something like he was getting spots in his eyes, different things that was happening, and they had gone away. And then I think he stopped taking it, and they came back, and he started taking it again. It went away and so forth.
And now, since then, you've done official studies.
Oh, yeah.
Scanning people and then doing the test, 70% reduction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we end this today, look, we've done it before. We show Obi rolled me like a year ago, but we should scan everybody again.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a problem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we agreed that doing a study where we were going to see if the silicon-based electronic circuitry harmonic strength could actually be reduced. And, you know, we just ended up through trying to find truth and trying to help people. Our missions collided, and that's really what happened.
Explain the devices you use. You've also gone to universities and done this in Europe. Explain what's happening. You were saying decades ago, we weren't even picking this up. Now it's almost everybody.
Correct. Yeah. So
how are they getting us to the air?
Well, through our MI6 whistleblower, who, you know, is a chemist out of Oxford. He had said that this is in our entire ecosystem. So, you know, when you say air, you know, let's just say everything. Air, water. He says it's in our grasses and our trees. He says if you test any of these organisms.
They call it microplastic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in everything is what he said.
My name is Rafe Hassel. I'm a British citizen. After graduating from Oxford University with a degree in chemistry, I went abroad for about 12 to 13 years. A decade of that time was spent in the Middle East, East Africa, and to an extent, Asia. During that time, I worked for a number of organizations ranging from the US Department of State as a contractor. And in 2015 or thereabouts, at the end of 2015, beginning of 2016, I was coerced into becoming an intelligence asset here in the United Kingdom. The work, in inverted commas, that I've been doing involved a lot of technology that became known as related to Havana syndrome. It took me years to recover, but I was fortunate enough to do so, and I'm fortunate that I didn't die. I had an enormous range of health problems after this, and including stage 3 bowel cancer. So I had to have half my bowel removed. I went through chemotherapy. I lost hair. I had huge skin problems at the end of 2018. I could barely see.
When you said you started to lose your eyesight, your hair and so forth.
Yeah.
That was prior to the chemotherapy.
Yes, it was definitely prior to the chemotherapy. So it did something physiologically, for example, in that instance to my eyes, but also I have had dreadful hearing problems ever since. Okay. I lost hair on my head, which has grown back. Mm-hmm. I lost hair in patches all over my body. I lost extreme amounts of weight. I became anemic. And then that was when I learned that I had, bowel cancer. And the conclusion that I've come to is that it is a singular system for surveillance based on microwave phase interferometry. that is an incredibly powerful non-line of sight surveillance system. However, it can be repurposed to manipulate the electric field around a person. I think it is completely fair to describe this technology as a means of synthetic telepathy.
Are you able?
Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with minbenazidil, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenazidil is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenazidil studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That is an incredibly powerful non-line of sight surveillance system. However, it can be repurposed to manipulate the electric field around a person. I think it is completely fair to describe this technology as a means of synthetic telepathy.
Are you able to describe how this system is installed?
Well, I think in my case, I was a previous generation of technology. So in my case, it is a dental implant of which I can provide you the notes. There are several flavors of this technology. It is not just for surveillance, which you can, you know, mess around with someone should you want to. But there are fairly brutal directed energy weapon systems that are designed to incapacitate. There's absolutely no motive, for example, to survey you or to understand what you're thinking. It is literally there to turn you into a vegetable. Mm-hmm. And that is what I understand is the really devastating, I mean, it can be fatal as well. Technology.
Have you heard of that? Have you seen that technology being used?
Yes, it has been used against me. And in fact, beginning of October in 2016, I had what I then came to understand was a common attack vector, which is that I was at the sink, and I think that's been the case of a number of people who have reported. I was washing my hands, so clearly there is conductive effect, metal sink, and so on. And then suddenly, I just heard the crackle of electricity around the back of my head, presumably something like the Frey effect, maybe, I don't know. But it was incredibly powerful and it knocked me to the floor. I couldn't breathe. I managed to make it to a different level of the house. And I waited for it to pass. And that was my introduction, let me say, to the alternative version, and that was not by my own government. All of these technologies have the ability to be reconstructed or reconfigured for other purposes. And so, in my view, absolutely. And I think that if certainly everything in the microwave and millimeter wave bands, I mean, it's quite common knowledge. LRADs, you know, we see these systems in the street. You know, is it such a great leap of, you know, an assumption, a great assumption to say that, you know, we could repurpose towers that already broadcast in similar frequencies to do similar things to the effects we see elsewhere? I don't think so. And certainly, you know, with satellite systems and bringing 5G in the case of, for example, SpaceX, that's beaming down to your mobile handset. There is no denying that you have space to individual person communications, signaling. It was also made clear to me that there are non-toxic substances that can be ingested that increase your ability to act as an electrode, essentially. It improves the quality factor of transmission or whatever it may be. Those materials have been known about for some time. And so it doesn't strike me as strange. I think what's new is not the ability to turn someone into a better human antenna, but the ability to do other things. So, for example, in the past where you may ingest a substance that improves the quality of your bioelectromagnetic field, but that's it. And yes, okay, you can scan that for electronic signatures, be it, you know, brain waves, be it your heart rate, be it anything that you could potentially think of as a human producing in the course of its natural life processes. That requires a lot of work, but what can you do to that person? That's more limited. Well, it's limited to the radio frequencies, the types of effects that you might be able to project to that person. However, with the nanotechnology being as it is, and I'm not familiar with it, I'll be clear that this isn't part of my experience. This is something that's come on later. I understand that the technology for using nanomaterials is such that with certain frequency changes, you can get nanostructures and particles to do activities, i.e. warm someone up who has hypothermia. That's a real thing. To release chemicals or to release drugs. That's another peer-reviewed, known facet of nanotechnology within the human biome. So I think it opens up a new door of possibilities for this equipment. It's the next level, next generation of technology.
As any regular listener or viewer knows, I only promote products that really work. It's a no-brainer. They work, so you buy them again. Well, we brought you a Zeolite. Zeolites are amazing. That is hands down the most revolutionary, powerful one out there. It was just more than just a Zeolite. So I'm about to break down what a Zeolite is and how this amazing company of researchers and scientists supercharges the next level. Please take notes, research this for yourself, and then take the journey I've taken and discover how this has radically improved my life.
But he's holding up this 1cc syringe. And listen to what he says. These are actually the nanobots. You can control them with RF emission.
So this syringe has inside it 1,000 billion robots.
So if you put that camera in there, you see how it says probably silicone? That means it's an electronic component. And this should be very concerning to everyone. This particular patent is put out by AT&T. And it's routing policies for biological hosts.
So it's creating the connector, the launch pad for it.
Correct. We are the hosts. We are the nodes.
So going back almost 8-9 months ago, I got a chance interviewing different scientists and researchers into the nanotech being put into the so-called vaccines and into the chemtrails that's being sprayed on us that I really began to understand just how important zeolites are. But let's be clear. I've been on here 32 years. I've had zeolite sponsors for over 20. Zeolites are amazing. It's naturally occurring in volcanic soils. It draws out heavy metals and toxins in the body. It's a natural chelator. Zeolites are absolutely key in targeting the spike proteins, the nanotech, the microplastics, all of it, and it's so incredibly good for your brain. So I've taken zeolites before for detox and had some effect. It's overall good for your skin. You see the clarity. Makes you feel good. But this particular zeolite is patented, and it's integrated with these special compounds that come out of the ocean. With it, it puts the good minerals in while it pulls the bad things out. But you want to go to this website, and you want to research it for yourself, and it's on screen right now, so you can see what I'm talking about and then experience it. You want to check out Masterpiece Zeolite Detox Formula at masterpiece.health/Alex. You get 11% off automatically at checkout. Or if you forget that URL, just go to masterpiece.health at checkout, use the promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
So, ladies and gentlemen, get your Masterpiece Zeolite now at the Masterpiece URL on screen and get 11% off of using this URL or 10% off at checkout with promo code Alex.
But to get to how I met Matt, when they did that Bluetooth study, I just said, hey, you might want to reconsider your conclusion that the zeolite is what caused those MAC addresses that you were detecting to disappear, okay? Because I know from my work that they can remotely turn it on and off, okay? So if it stops transmitting, then you can theoretically not get a MAC address. And I said, and he goes, well, what do you suggest? And I said, well, you're going to need a nonlinear junction test because that will check for semiconductive areas.
What's a nonlinear junction test?
So a nonlinear junction is this device here. It was developed by an aeronautics engineer. And as crazy as this sounds, this was designed to test for rust on airplanes. Mm. Okay?
Because you can't see the rust. Sometimes it's inside the structure.
It's inside, yeah.
Yeah. And so what this does, it sends out a harmonic to test to see if there's any oxidation. It's a couple harmonics. You'll get a third harmonic if there's oxidation.
So it's like radar or sonar?
It sends out a frequency.
So it bounces back or?
It bounces back. So what they discovered though is not only did it find rust, but it could find electronic components with, that had silicon. Okay. And silicon is in every electronic component out there. Doesn't matter what it is. They need silicon in order for a semiconductor to be stable. Otherwise it would just fall apart. And so, what they discovered though is even if the electronic component was on or off, it would find it. Hmm. Okay? So this is why I said to
him. That's right. I remember.
Yeah, I said to him.
Does that mean silicon's a transceiver?
So this will send out, three harmonics. The first harmonic it sends out, it'll detect whether there's silicon-based conductivity. Okay, and that reflection will come back and it'll tell me the percentage of that silicon detection harmonic. And then it'll send out another one. Okay, and now it's testing for metal or oxidation. If I get that back as a third harmonic, then I know I have a semiconductor that either has oxidation happening or metal. Okay. So, for example, if I were to turn this on right now, as we continue to talk, is now demonstrate on camera what this does. Is, for example, this cell phone here.
Let's get the camera in closer, man.
Okay. We know has electronic components in it. Okay. Okay. So when I put this over that, you'll see a second harmonic and a third harmonic response, okay? That first harmonic is saying there's definitely silicon semiconductant material here, okay? There is no doubt, okay? Now that third harmonic response at 50% is telling me there's also metal in this, okay? That's why they made this for the aeronautics industry, but then they discovered it was finding electronic components. Now when you put this around the human body, okay, you would expect not to get anything because there should be no semiconductors whatsoever in the human body. But I know through my work, and this is why I wanted to help Matt, because I said, you're risking a lot by making that conclusion. And if you do that conclusion, it could cost you everything.
And for the record, that's the only study that we didn't push for publication. I immediately halted. And in the documentary that they did, they stopped. They put the last 10 minutes where they showed Jesse and was explained. Kudos to the honor.
Sure, well, it doesn't mean the study's wrong. You're just looking at the wrong conclusion.
That's exactly right. And it's not replicatable where we're confident. And that's why we put we have enough of other studies proven.
And you told me about this, but I'm going from memory. So recap it. You've been doing this 20 years and a while with this. you're saying you're seeing more and more people show higher and higher positive or harmonics.
Well, before, prior to COVID, it was only people who were symptomatic that were coming up positive for semiconductors.
And you have all these countless videos I've seen of that.
Correct.
So you'd have like 10 people in and like only a few people, but now it's like everywhere.
Correct.
Are you finding anybody doesn't have it?
I have not since the pandemic, I have not found one.
Is that shedding from it or?
Well, we know that those who have had the vaccine that, and because we know through white papers and studies that the nanotech is in there, the nanorobots, which self-assemble into circuitry. Okay. They self-assemble into high density nerve endings. This is why we're only finding them in the nasal dorsum, the right and left TMJ, the base of the neck, occipital. You know, where we found on the base of the neck. I predicted your scapulas would come up, your apex, your
upper abdomen. Yeah, that video will show it. So yeah. Why does it migrate there?
You know, according to nuclear chemists who have looked at our data, he says because the nanotech is programmed to only go to the high density nerve endings around the human body. Okay.
Is that because there's more electrical activity there?
Yes. Well, I have a different perspective. I suspect, because they were experimenting on prisoners, the Don DeVore case in California, where she blew the whistle that they were doing this to prisoners, they were remotely tasing prisoners with it. They had this technology in them. Okay. So what happens when you put electricity on your nerves, your neurosystem? It goes haywire, contracts. Okay. So what beautiful way to control people who are not behaving like you want them to do.
So just like the law that Biden passes now, the law this year, all cars have kill switches. Are they putting a kill switch in us? They can kill us with this.
Oh yeah, that's what Rafe disclosed too. You know, they almost killed him and his spouse. They gave, because they were exposing them to high doses of this RF emission. And they both, contracted the same type of cancer at the same time under the same roof.
Wuhan and, proves the kill switch too.
Yeah.
Those people die immediately. That's the machine turned up right away.
So what happened to the soldiers, Maduro soldiers? What did they complain about?
Trump called the discombobulator.
The discombobulator. Yeah. You have this in you. They connect, that's what the drone systems were doing. They were already identifying the enemy because of the system being in them. And all they had to do was send the frequency. They couldn't fire their weapons because they were completely contracted. Okay. That's why he called it the discombobulator. But that wasn't supposed to be known, but it was shared with me, that information, by people in an intelligence agency. That's exactly what happened. So if you want to control the masses, and you want to use RF to do that, and they
so why would the CIA be messing with its own people with this? Is testing on?
Well, we're guinea pigs. It's legal to do. I think it's the same excuse that we use for paperclip. Why we brought over all of those Nazi scientists to work for us. Because we didn't want the Russians to get it. Now, we don't want the Chinese to beat us, right? And the Russians.
That's what they say. Oh, we gotta have AI takeover. We gotta have everything surveilled. If we don't, they do it.
Yeah. And so that is the excuse to why we're doing that. All of the data shows, and since 2010, it looks like that early beta phase of those experiencers were the guinea pigs and the beta tests. Now, COVID was, okay, we know our system works. Let's put the system in everyone so they become a node and
get it ready.
So 6G isn't just about the driverless cars and the robots. That's part of it. It's also about total control over us.
Correct. Absolute total control. Yeah. And your cognition, you know. If you're able to influence not everyone, not only physically, biochemically, and cognitively, that is the ultimate weapon. That is the ultimate crack for someone who wants to be the ultimate ruler.
So obviously, sponsored, great stuff, I've taken it. Zeolites are great. Minerals on top of it, draw stuff out, puts good things in. That's great. Get masterpiece.com. That's a great way. But spiritually, psychologically, people have to wake up to this first. How do we counter this? Because enough people that are awake to it. Because I remember I used to tell people 20 years ago about kill switches in your cars and, you know, in the light poles, systems monitoring, spying on you. People don't want to hear it. Now it's admitted. Now people are pissed. So it seems like the awakening's here now. I don't think it's too little too late, but what should people do to counter this? I mean, how do we respond to this? What are ways to deal with this?
Well, number one is awareness, okay? Educating yourself. You know, I always say, don't take my word for it. Yeah, you can look at my work, and you can see that our work is sound and based off a scientific method. But go out there and do the research yourself. Look at all the patents. You can go to our X account for MindNexus, and you'll see. We don't hide anything. We're very transparent about everything. We show you all the
patents. Your feet's congressional reports 25 years ago saying, we're putting chips in everybody. We call them glowing objects. Ha, ha, ha.
MRI scans often give things you didn't expect. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. And often they're things you don't know what to do with. UBOs, they're called unidentified bright objects.
Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior?
Neuromarketing, a little scary concept there, trying to assess when people are responding effectively to certain kinds of advertising or branding. Who's got the brain that's going to be most susceptible to a particular kind of manipulation?
That's what's frustrating. Like, I remember before Obama left, they had Brennan, that horrible demon. He goes, yeah, we have weather control, but it's secret because we have treaties and we control the weather, but we're not telling the public. And he's on C-SPAN saying it. It's this weird thing where they say it out in the open, like they're the big adult table at Thanksgiving. We're at the little card table as the kids. But why do they do that? It's like...
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations. Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives.
It does actually give them power. Because again, why do we look at God and fear God and look to God as a supreme being? Well, because he told us so many things that we know to be self-evident and true in this world. And he's told us where this world's going. I think they want that same worship. Right? You seek out people who can tell you what's going to happen in the future, whether it's stock trading, whether it's the news. And I think in this respect, they want people to revere them, to worship them.
It's almost like we're kids watching the old table. They'll do it in certain books, certain elite things. And then the same guys on a channel a week later, the Sunday news show saying it doesn't exist a day later. It's like they tell you in a little narrow academic thing, and then right here they deny it. It's like a weird metaphysical rule.
It's going to make its way. Then they say it this here. They know it's going to perfectly go to people that are aware, like you and your audience and so forth. And you're going to see it. And then you're going to have to feed on it and accept the fact that they're getting away with it. And they show you your face. Yeah, you know, but we still can do it. And then everybody else the next day when they're doing the other talking point, that one goes
out. Exactly. They know we're paying attention. It's their brain.
They know.
Dirty, dark, dastardly villain is after the methylene blue formula.
Ha 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 ha
Feast your eyes on the magical methylene blue. Don't wait. Get yours today while supplies last.
We have to fight for our sovereignty. We have to fight to protect, again, what God gave us, which, I mean, our health is one of the biggest things. We're all at this point middle-aged. We're trying to have families. And I think with the transhumanist agenda, there is a little bit of a psyop afoot. Where,
oh, I've said that the other day when I had you guys coming on. I said, we're doing something about what we can take control of. Mm. And then the last few years, Joe Rogan, one time at dinner, goes, about 3 years ago, goes, you're fat. Your own enemy. He does that to guests. It was like Theo Von, too. Get off that Prozac, you idiot. And people were mad at him. That's tough love Joe does. And he's there with Sean Johnson, the Navy SEAL guy that I'd known for years, wasn't really friends. Sean goes, fine, I'll train you. I'll meet you every morning. And I said, all right, let's do it. And then I lost like 70 pounds, and I kind of halfway cut back and gained back 10. But now I'm back where I was. I'm going to go even lower. But the whole point is that Joe goes, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You think the globalists are going to kill you. You're killing yourself. And so that's where Masterpiece comes in. That's where doing all this comes in. I mean, this is real, folks. Methylene blue works. Bovine colostrum works. This, getmasterpiece.com. The Masterpiece is unbelievable.
We are at a crossroads with the survival of the human species. And the people that have all the resources and all have spelled that out very clearly to us. And the things that they are putting inside of our body to complete that, mission. You got to get out. The fact of the matter is, zeolite, which is one of the main ingredients of Masterpiece, has been proven in all ways to remove every toxin that it's looked at grabbing. It performs. That's why it's called the Master Binder.
But yours is different.
Completely different.
Because it doesn't just pull stuff. It brings in the key C minerals.
Yes, absolutely. So any way that you would actually test Masterpiece out, which would be like its pH, its molecular composition, its molecular ratio, if it's isotonic and whatnot, it is identical to blood plasma. You're talking about marine plasma, sea plasma, minerals. It is the same molecular composition as your blood profile. And so why does that matter? Blood is life. When you are grabbing the problem with our bodies, with the toxins in there, which is disrupting how our bodies perform on every level, it's literally made our bodies mineral deficient. Toxins take the place of minerals. So when the Masterpiece is carrying in minerals, when it takes a toxin, it's giving the perfect minerals right there at that time. That's why everyone that looks at the testing, whether it's our hair tissue mineral analysis practitioners, our blood testers, which we've done three different independent third-party labs doing different blood testing, they've never seen results like
this. Yeah, so regular zeolite just pulls out bad stuff. It doesn't replace it. This is zeolite with a good thing, pulls out bad, it goes bloop, good.
Yeah. Our bodies are magical if you get the poisons out.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
That algorithm.
Or you can argue they're really good, which I don't think they are. It's an IQ test. Will you wear a mask? Will you not see your family? Will you take this poison shot? And they're like, hey, knock it off. We're getting rid of the dumb people. Jesse, what do you say to that?
Well, it's the Milgram experiment.
Oh, you did that in part one. Recap that. And there's all the Stanford research. They've done a bunch of these.
Correct, yeah. Where you just put someone in a white coat and you just subconsciously, because you've been programmed that way, that's a person in authority. And you'll do whatever they say. In the Milgram experience, they were giving electrical shocks. They were told to give electrical shocks, and they were increasing in voltage to where it was labeled dangerous. And these participants, just because the white coat was there, even though they said, no, I don't want to do this anymore, we're hurting them, they said, no, you need to continue. And they would do it all the way to the lethal voltage. And they were able to replicate the experiment, not only with that institution, there were other institutions that played this out. So think about, you know, during the pandemic, Who were the white coats that were telling us just follow the science? Oh, yeah, follow the science, right? Trust us. They knew based off of those studies that they could get the majority of the populations to listen.
From my study, and I want all you to answer this, I want to finish your final clips and then get to more solutions here. There's a lot. We got to move fast now because I want to try to cram into a few shows for the full audience. This is so important. Who is at the top of the globalist system? From my research, it is mad scientists, and then even the Rothschilds, the bankers, they all defer to them, and that's actually running the show, and the goal is get life extension, make us gods, the old Garden of Eden thing. And then if you agree with that analysis, who are the substratas? Because you were always taught it's the royalty, the priest class, the warrior class, the bureaucratic class, some shopkeepers, and then the unwashed masses, and feudalism. But that's the old model. I mean, if you really look at this, it's the technocrats and then the elites that fund them and serve them and that are part of that. And then you go into the bureaucracy and then the military and then the merchants and then the general public.
Well, I think right at the top, it's Satan. He's got his generals.
Of course.
He's got his generals, and the generals right now are people like Masayoshi Son. You know, the head of the Global Brain Initiative. And this man is at the heart of, I think, a lot of the technology, the fourth industrial revolution, which is this new world, right? The low Earth orbiting satellites, the AI advancements, the endless $1 trillion budgets and Manhattan level projects. It all comes back to these billionaires and people that are as powerful as billionaires, like Masayoshi Son.
They're siphoning off all of our resources to build a system they say is post-human.
Well, exactly. And you were asking this. It's like, okay, well, why? What is their goal? Well, they want to depopulate because they don't want the world to participate or to partake in the world that we have been conned
into. And break out to the galaxy.
Oh, 100%. They do not want breakaway civilizations. They don't want us to be self-determinant. They see America as a grand mistake. And I think that's where it does come back to the royal families, the old wealthy elite.
The embassies, no matter who won the war 240 years ago, they said the American experiment must fail.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I've never lived in India, but you know, I've heard a lot about it. I'm partially Indian, right? And I hear about how in India, the elite, they never disappear. You don't know their names, by the way, but you definitely know their properties. You know their fiefdoms. And when it comes down to it, they're invested both in human capital and in resources. So it doesn't matter what happens in the world. They're always making money. They're always carrying on and they're always in charge. But here's the difference though. This technological revolution, it was a gamble. They have empowered society to a place where you and I mean, look at this. What we're doing right now.
No, you're right. They thought the internet would totally enslave us. It's backfired.
100%. And now they have to depopulate us to slow down civilization.
That's what Brzezinski said before he died to the CFR in Canada. He said it's easier to kill a million now than to brainwash them. He said we need to kill everybody.
Yeah.
So the truth is they're actually losing. They've hit the panic button. And they're behind schedule.
Yep. It's all about blue blood, right? Yes, it's the blue blood. Blue blood lines, and that's what it's about, because what were their traditional mechanisms of control? There was always a hierarchy. There was always them and the little people.
People look at India and go, look at caste system. It was like that everywhere.
Yes.
Feudalism is the same everywhere. That's the normal system. America literally was the only change to that.
Correct. And, you know, I still want to believe in this experiment, and I want to believe that we can prove our founding fathers right, that this was not a mistake and this was the right thing to do. But everyone out there needs to wake up now. The paradigm and that window of opportunity is now. We don't have much time. We can't wait until tomorrow. We need to take our power back. We need to understand that if we unify, regardless of skin color, stop this divide and conquer mentality. We all bleed the same. We all breathe the same. And we all know what love is. And we need to take that power and we need to use it synergistically so that we can stop what is happening. We're allowing them to do this. What happened to the warriors of the past? What was America built upon? We were built upon men who were ready to fight for our belief systems and our way of life. And we had the support of great, wonderful women who were there to build upon us, to make sure we put forth our goals and we completed the mission. We need to do that again.
and we need to do it in a way that's correct and right. How we get there, you know, that's up for discussion, but we need to start.
Absolutely. I want to make a few other questions, but Matt Hayes, you want to comment on big picture? Because I got some stuff I want to say.
Absolutely. Everybody becoming aware is very important, and then what to do with it from there. We do know that the people at the very top look at Earth as a big Earth farm, and that the hottest commodity is obviously human beings and their consciousness. But we know through the way they send us off to war and everything else, we are just livestock. We're just a resource to them. So I would say that the same way the farmer on a big commercial farm doesn't care what the cows think of him, or if they see him or not, or if he gets all the credit for owning the farm or not, it ain't like that. They don't care. So if you're seeing a Bill Gates' face and you're seeing all these other Klaus Schwab and everybody else's face, they're not it. If you know their name, they're not it. They're not the ones controlling it. But this whole system, this whole new fourth industrial revolution, it doesn't work without its internal biosystem. This is a big electromagnetic grid, a big smart grid that if the human beings aren't attached to it, it don't work. Everything unravels. So there's right people in place that are looking at how to block these signals and about how to take care of the software portion of it. When it comes to the hardware that's inside of everybody, what we do know that we can do, and I am not saying this is an end-all and this is a magic pill, but there's nothing else that's tested so far that we know, and it's been filmed by the Died Suddenly crew team, and maybe Jesse can barely touch on it, because in a lot of years, a lot of people have tried tinfoil, tried everything to try to block these signals, to try to get the Havana syndrome symptoms down, and there's nothing that's been shown to work. And so Masterpiece putting itself under the gun, once again, we didn't just stop when we got good graphene oxide results, or we got favorable results over here. Every time there's a way to test if this is going to work or not, we want to know where it doesn't work, where it does work. So far, I secretly want to find a place this doesn't work, because it would be nice to say, hey, it just doesn't work here. But so far we know if someone takes 30 drops a day of Masterpiece and they do that for 2 months, that when we're testing their bodies using this nonlinear junction scanner, it was the same scanning device done in the same exact room in the United Kingdom with the same exact third-party practitioner, and the amount of signal strength reduced by almost 80% in 2 months. That means if you don't want to be a human cyborg, or you don't want your kids to be, when you use Masterpiece, it's like removing 80% of what is producing that signal strength.
By the way, you asked the sponsor, and it's great, and it's real, and it works great, but viewers, like, think of common sense. Everybody knows zeolite pulls out toxins, heavy metals. You come up with one that has minerals on top of it, blast them out. There's always something in the universe. I remember we had, when I was a little kid, my parents were friends with people in Dallas who worked for National Geographic and the federal government. It was an Ambergris Key in Belize, when Ambergris Key had to land on a dirt runway. So we'd fly into Belize City and fly over there. They went like all the time, like once a year. I only went twice. But 2 weeks there, no electricity, in huts. Best time of my life. They were out there studying the fish and, you know, diving. But the reason I raised that is that it was just totally natural, totally outside of the system, and, like, you know, totally innocent. And you compare something like that today to where the world is, people don't even know that something like that even exists. And there's this, but the reason I go there is, one time they go, hey, let's go to the main city. If we march 10 miles through the woods, you can see a pyramid. Now they've cleaned it off and tourists go there. And so my parents, I was a pretty tough kid, like 9 years old or whatever. The second time we went, they said, you're going. We're being bit by mosquitoes, machetes going through this stuff. And then we get back at night, there at the army tents and stuff. They had like a little shack of wood. They go, oh God, we hit booga booga or whatever it was. We had like, I mean, you think poison ivy's bad. It was like huge stuff all over us. And they go, call Nook, who lives in like a hut down the thing, and he's one of the natives. And Nook runs over, and he's like a witch doctor. He goes, oh. And they go, Nook says, he spoke like Creole or something. They go, you rub this plant on it, it goes away. Better than any drug. We rub that other plant on it, gone in minutes. So the oil from that plant countered this other oil. That's the universe. Mm. Like, it's like they're doing it, and then this takes it out. And it was just like, I'm like, you know, oh my God, this is the worst thing. Everyone had poison ivy before. This was like huge whelps. We're all like, oh my God, how do we get into this? And then all of a sudden, like an hour later, it's gone. And that's my example of that bag that the witch doctor had. Yeah. And whatever he was, a witch doctor, this worked better than anything. It wasn't a placebo. And they're talking to him in Creole and Spanish. And my dad speaks Spanish. He's like, no. He's like, this has an oil that counters the oil of this plant. It counters the poison of that plant.
And that guy doesn't need to be able to explain in some scientific way why it works.
Well, no,
he just knows it works.
That speaks, again, to the overarching solution. That is going to be one of them is obviously.
Well, God's cool. If wherever there is, he's giving us a bunch of answers.
Well, and he cares about us. Because I think at the heart of a lot of this, where we can judo move against the enemy is that the enemy's general, that they're...
Liz, you don't know about this plan.
100%.
You don't know about the zeolite.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and look, the devil...
People perish like an ox.
You know, and ultimately these people, whether it be Peter Thiel or whether it be another globalist like Masayoshi's son or Mark Zuckerberg, I think that we've had actual success in winning some of these people over to the side of humanity and life, because ultimately they eventually realize that the system and the plan that they're seeking out is going to kill them.
Well, let me just tell you, I've talked to Elon Musk publicly, and I'll just stop there. I've talked to other people privately. Without naming names, these people claim they're against this to me. And I'm not going to name names, but I mean, I think a lot of them aren't actually totally in the cult. They're even like you said, the people we think are the elites aren't.
No.
And they're actually saying, what do you think we do about this? They're not kissing my ass. They're actually saying, what do you think about this?
Well, they've got to stop 6G. I mean, they're asking just for a plain answer. We've got to pump the brakes.
Well, I was about to say, even, I haven't heard to fit any of these people. Like, we know Larry Ellison, we know Bill Gates. Bill Gates certainly is not even a human.
Sure.
I mean, Klaus Schwab, this is demons.
Yeah.
King Charles, but you know. But I'm just saying, like, the ones we're told to hate, it's funny, the ones that, you know, I'm gonna leave it at that. So, all I'm telling you, Musk, this, you know, like, well, that's funny, that's the ones that are reaching out to me. So, but the other one's trying to kill me.
Right.
So I'm not even defending these people, I'm on their payroll. I'm just like, oh, that's funny, that's the people that, you know. So.
But it was ultimately Bill Gates' employees who betrayed him.
Yeah.
The reason why we know about it, the reason why Bill Gates is...
Well, Darth Vader throws the Emperor down the reactor shaft.
Exactly. When you start to realize...
He just tried to kill you, you're Darth Vader.
Why when the system's inside of everybody and they don't need you, right now they need a lot of the one percenters. The one percenters are the...
No, it's like IBM employees that hire people to replace them. And then they're gone. Well, that's my thing is... Is that I do what I do because it feels good. People ask me like, why'd you turn down all the money? Why'd you turn down all the, you know, Fox News jobs? It wasn't even hard. It doesn't feel good to be a puppet. It feels good to be the underdog. It feels good to tell the truth because I'm connected to God and the giant universe telling me good job. Like I've got another separate power source telling me what to do. And so these people means nothing. They're like, oh God, how are you handling? Keep it up. And I'm just like, I get frustrated sometimes. I want to do a better job. I'm mad at myself, but I'm not mad at God. I've already been, it's that I'm weak. I can't even receive the transmission.
Well, what can the enemy offer us? We're literally going to become gajillionaires in New Jerusalem. I mean, you think about the riches.
Oh, I've seen the third heaven. It's like, you just want to be in the presence of God. Like you throw your crowns down because there's no time. People think, there's no time. It's like total satisfaction completion. It's not ecstasy. It's not, it's literally, oh my God, everything is pure. And it's like you can see all times, all futures, all these dimensions. And you're just like, I just want to be with God. But then it's like, well, there's ultimate adventures. There's people we got to help in lower dimensions. That's a simple way of saying it. And you're like, yeah, and it's like, it's unbelievable.
Well,
I'm telling you, man, it's unbelievable.
Well, there's,
have you ever been, can you talk about the third heaven?
Yeah, I think
have so. You ever experienced
when
that?
I was
saying, the quiet place?
When I was saying, Jesus visited me at my deathbed. I asked
Wow, let me hear this.
Yeah, during the pandemic, this really what set me on this path to make Dine suddenly meet these fine gentlemen, meet you, Alex.
Wow, you just woke up in the last 6 years?
I was awake, but not awake like I am now. My faith was set on fire.
Well, that's right. I was a baby Christian before that. It just blew up.
100%. And what happened to me is,
so you're already a seed of an oak tree, but you sprouted.
100%. And what happened is basically I got whatever this bioweapon was going around.
But people have said it wasn't real. Like I love David Icke. Like, there's nothing really real. And sick. My whole life, I like ignore everything. This thing was like torture. Almost killed Rob.
Rob knows this. We know tons of people that almost died. But for me, I couldn't.
I've always laughed off. I had a compound fracture. This was bad.
Look, and I tried everything. I was staying with friends. I didn't want to stay with my wife. She's, you know, autoimmune, you know, compromised. I couldn't stay with her. And I'm literally every single day losing the ability to breathe.
Oh, my God.
And look,
it was like 1,000-pound gorillas on your chest.
100%. And what happened is I just heard in my spirit. I put on some worship music. So I on myself and popped up, you know, listening to some worship music. And I'm like, I feel like I'm at right at the end. And I look over to my left, and I swear to you, Jesus himself, right there, grabs my hand, I pass out. I wake up the next day, I can breathe. It's like nothing. It's like I don't even have anything again.
Intervention.
And I feel again, like many people have gone through this, he saved me for this time.
By the way, that's what scares the Satanists, is they know that's real.
100%.
I have a story to share with you. It's not a story, it happened. I had an NDE experience when I was 5.5 years old. And I was angry with God up until last year. I had a tonsillectomy. Everything went well. My parents took me home, and loving parents, went to bed that night. Doctor said, just take him home, feed him ice cream. I'm all happy as a fiber. And I get ice cream because I get to stay quiet. But I woke up in the morning, and my bed was completely covered in blood. The only part that was white was where my body laid. And I did the very thing that the doctor told me not to do. I sat up because I was scared. I yelled for my mother, and I just started to hemorrhage nonstop. Like a fire hose. Wouldn't stop. My parents took me to the bathroom hoping it stopped. It wouldn't. And my dad put me in a blanket, and he had a 57 Chevy, and he threw me on the floorboard, and he just hauled ass as I continued to bleed out. And my mother had called the hospital ahead of time and said we were coming. My dad blew every red light, and I never saw my father cry, ever. But he was crying as he held me in his hands, and he handed me over at the ER at Mercy General Hospital on J Street in Sacramento. And he's crying, and he says, please save my son. And they put me on the gurney. I'm in the OR, and they say we're losing, and we're losing him. I'm watching him as I rise, and then they're doing CPR on me. And everything went black. And I saw the light, went to the light. And I always tell everyone, I ask, who are the two most important people in a 5.5-year-old's life? It's mom and dad. It's the only love and safety that you know. And when I got into that light, Alex, it was like that times infinity. And I'm like, this is amazing. And I go, I'm staying here. That's how powerful it was. And then, even though I'm leaving my mom and dad, I go, no, I'm staying here. And a male voice says to me, he says, I'm sorry, it's not your time. And I start to cry, throw a tantrum, like, no, I'm staying here. Because I've always been raised that we have free will. That's what makes us special. Mm. And he says, I'm sorry, it's not your time. And I begin to fall. And I hit the cold gurney. And they go, we got him back, we got him back. I was angry with God because I thought I was fed a lie. We had free will. Why didn't I get to stay? I wanted to stay. And so that must mean that everything is pre-programmed, predestined. God already knows what's going to happen. So for whatever reason, I had to come back. And I didn't know that I knew the answer.
You didn't know you decided in the future not to make that decision.
Well, I met a minister in Virginia.
Did I guess it? I don't mean to steal your thunder.
Well, no. You're close. And he said to me, Jesse, you know the work you're doing today. Now I want you to imagine being that five and a half year old with this information and what you're doing for people.
God knew you would have made the right decision later.
That's it.
That's omnipresence.
And I was so emotional I began to cry, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, God. I understand now.
I didn't mean to ruin your story, but I didn't guess it. And only did that to let viewers know I've had the same experience. Not in a near death, but I'm like, literally, I don't want to come back from this. It's like, no, you've got this mission, and if you think about this, you're going to want to do this.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
But I mean, finish the story. I just wanted to show people how this is universal, though.
Yeah.
This is real.
Yes.
Yeah, when he said that to me, it finally clicked, and I became emotional. I said, holy crap, God does love me. He knew what my decision would be, and that's why he said it's not my time, because I'm here to finish this. I have a mission to accomplish, and this is my journey. And for everyone out there, if you're listening, that's what you need to do and establish right now. What is your mission? Why are you here?
Figure it out. Do it. Get her done.
And by the way, it's obnoxious at one level, which I famously do, to ruin his story and literally tell the end of it. We never talked about that, did we?
No, ever.
But that's me. I've been up there like I can remember at least 10 times. I'm like, I don't get mad because I'm older when it's happened. I'm like, no, I'm staying here. And they're like, no, in fact, we already made an agreement before you got sent. And it's like more advanced stuff. It's like you already made this decision in the future. You're doing this or your loved ones. And we're not going to even show you this because it's going to affect the thing. You already made the deal. So it's like, we're doing what you want already. So God looks at your full timeline because I'll be present. Powerful, man.
No, I get it. I mean, it's...
Think about the magnitude of that.
Yeah.
God is taking what you want to do later and weighing all the decisions you made and giving you what you really want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God didn't give you what you wanted at five. God gave you what you wanted as a grown, intelligent, you know, wise man.
Yeah.
Well, that's true love. He cares so much about us that he won't let us make those life-altering mistakes in our youth.
Well, but it's still free will.
100%.
Because God is all time, all dimensions, everything at once, Zen.
Yeah.
Beyond Zen. Think about that. That is like, you don't know God until you see God do it, the mystery. Then you go, oh. So we're nothing even close to God, one trillionth of it. But once you see it, you go, oh, now I get it.
I became completely submissive, and once I did that, miracles started happening. This past year has been amazing. I met you. I met you guys. We've got doctors helping us now. We've got a program in place. We're doing amazing things, and you just need to submit. And as long as I stop trying to control and I let God lead the way, these miracles continue to happen.
Oh, was that while Zombie was God, how I like guess what the end was?
No, you were right. No.
It was God.
It's because you had to know. You had to.
No, God wanted you to know that. It's like when I've sat there and told people, like I freaked out Tucker Carlson, so it's not me, it's God. He goes, Alex Jones, the most amazing person. Play the clip.
Alex Jones, in the summer of 2001, said, you need to call the White House right now because planes are going to hit the World Trade Center. And they're going to blame it on Osama bin Laden. He said that. I've seen the tape. You can look it up. Why didn't the U.S. government call Alex Jones and say, how could you have not? Clearly you're a prophet of some kind. We need you in this global war on terror because clearly you can see things that nobody else can see. That's incredible. Have you even met anybody who's predicted something like that? No, you haven't. Like, I've never met anyone. I've met everybody. I've never met anybody who did anything like that. But instead of celebrating Alex Jones for making the most unbelievable call in the history of the news business, they said about the FBI sets about trying to destroy him. And so begins this incredible saga of lies about Alex Jones, which you probably all heard about. I'm not going to relitigate it, but that was the...
Earth, filter your water. Stop turning my frog friends gay. This I command.
The Alex Jones Store.com. Fight the globalist takeover now.
A scarlet martini before breakfast? You minx. Are you trying to outdo me in corruption? Or shall we make it a team effort?
Of course not, darling. This is Methylene Red from the AlexJonesStore.com.
The Ultra Methylene Red, madame. Bold, refined, and unapologetically potent. It optimizes cellular energy at the deepest level, delivers razor-sharp cognition, and ignites a warm, invigorating rush that spread through every vein.
New grape flavor, bovine colostrum gummies! Yeah, baby! Yeah, these are the best! Support your gut with these grape gummies! Get yours now!
All new Groovy Grape Bovine Colostrum Gummies have arrived. They're sweet, they're groovy, and they're ready to roll. Don't miss out. Get yours today. Oh, yeah, baby. The globalists are poisoning your family. Fight back with superfood gummies, vitamins, powerhouse probiotics, plus an organic fruit and veggie blast. For the resistance, get them now. Now that's how you stick it to the globalists. Tastes like pure victory, baby. TheAlexJonesStore.com.